It's not known when the renovations will get underway or even what will be involved. A spokesperson for the Labor Building's owners, Juno One LLC, could not be reached for comment. State Chief Procurement Officer Vern Jones says Juno One was planning some work before the state's recent announcement of a tentative lease agreement, which will require certain repairs.
They've told us previously and included in their offer some replacement of HVAC system, including the rooftop air handling units, the heating units, ducting, remediation of mold. They're going to basically remove the sheetrock and the inside surfaces of the walls and remediate where necessary there.
Earlier this year, the state walked away from mediated negotiations for a lease extension and sought proposals for new office space for the department's 300-plus Juneau-based employees. Jones says there were only four responses, less than state officials had expected. Juneau One successfully bid to keep about 260 employees at the current facility, while Salmon Creek LLC won a bid to house 78 workers at the Mendenhall Mall. Despite the Labor Building's history of problems, Jones says the state was unable to exclude Juneau One from the process.
Our procurement rules and laws require us to allow free and open competition, and just because a facility may have a condition doesn't mean it can't be repaired or remediated or fixed somehow. You know, a lot of times a building owner will completely gut a building, and by the time they're done, it will be completely different and essentially new.
Representative Beth Curtula and the rest of Juneau's legislative delegation continue to press the Parnell administration for a new state-owned office complex.
I would rather see a new building altogether. I have my doubts as to whether this building will ever come up mold-free.
Curtula says the delegation is most concerned about the many state employees who say the Labor Building is causing their chronic health problems.
I am very hopeful that anyone that does have these health issues will be able to be moved out of that building.
Jones says Juneau One believes the building can be renovated while employees continue to work there. The state is still negotiating floor plans and logistics with both landlords, and he expects to issue a final notice of award in the coming weeks. What's not being negotiated, he says, are the financial terms of the two leases. In both cases, the state will pay more during the initial five-year term to help the landlords with the cost of renovations and repairs needed to comply with state requirements. For the Labor Building, that means an extra $1.36 per square foot every month, or nearly $4 million over 5 years. Jones says the state is only agreeing to a five-year initial term in order to have more flexibility in the future. In the meantime, he says Administration Commissioner Becky Holtberg is keeping all options for state office space on the table, including a new building. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.